们讲了三个。
We spoke of three windows.
一个是天上的窗子。
The first one is the window of heaven.
第二个是方舟的窗子。
The second window is the window of the ark.
第三个就是也许别的窗子。
And the third window is the window of Jezebel.
啊，那么我们今天讲第四个。
Today we shall talk about the fourth window.
请看约书亚记第二章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章。
Joshua chapter 2.
我们读17节到19节。
We read from verse 17 to verse 19. Joshua chapter 2, verses 17 to 19. The man said to her, "We will be guiltless with respect to this oath of yours, which you have made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And you shall gather into your house your father and your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. If anyone goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we shall be guiltless. But if a hand is laid upon anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be laid, shall be on our head."
好，这是妓女拉赫的窗子。
So this is the window of Rahab.
她窗子上绑了一条红色的绳子。
There was a scarlet cord hanging by her window.
这红色的绳子很重要。
And this scarlet cord is very important.
就是他们得救的记号。
Because it is a sign of their salvation.
当时以色列军要进攻耶利哥城了。
At that time, the Israelites were going to conquer Jericho.
他们派两个探子去调查。
They sent two spies to investigate the land.
结果被发现到。
And the spies were discovered.
那么就是这个妓女拉赫救了他们。
So Rahab saved the spies.
然后他就要求这个拉赫要求这个探子保护他们一家人。
And she requested the spy to protect her family.
好，这探子就告诉他们这个方法。
And the spy told her to do this.
对于耶利哥城的人来说
，To the people of the city of Jericho.
拉合好像出卖了他们自己的国家。
It would appear that Rahab had betrayed her own country.
哎，这样做对吗
？Is this correct?
在一般上来说，当然是不对了。
Generally speaking, this is not correct.
你必须对你国家的忠心。
You have to be loyal to your country.
可是如果这个国家犯罪
，However, if this country has sinned,
做出不道德的事情
，and does immoral acts,
在这个时候，你还要盲目的效忠这个国家吗
？Then should you still be blindly loyal to your country?
这个时候，拉合听见耶和华神的作为。
So at that point of time, Rahab had heard of the workings of God.
我们读第十节开始就可以明白。
If we read from verse 10, we will be able to understand.
神怎么拯救以色列人出埃及过红海
？How God had saved the Israelites from Egypt across the Red Sea?
又怎么样战胜那一些迦南地强盛的王
？How he led them to conquer the mighty king of the land of Canaan?
十一节他这样说。
In verse 11, it says,
我们一听见这些事，我们的心就消化了。
As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted.
我们没有一个人有胆气，因为耶和华你们的神是上天下地的神。
And there was no courage left in any man because of you, for the Lord your God is he who is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
所以在这个时候，他们知道耶和华才是真神。
At this point of time, they knew that God was the true God.
而且在这个时候，真神执行他的审判。
And at that time, God was executing His judgment.
哎，在这个时候，他就大义灭亲。哎，大义灭亲就是站在公义的立场上。
So, at that point of time, they stood on the side of righteousness and justice.
他相信神的审判。
They believed in the judgment of God.
所以他要求神的拯救。
Therefore, she requested for the salvation of God.
好，所以从这里让我们明白一件事情。
So from here we can understand one thing.
为什么神跟法老好像在玩游戏，玩这么长的游戏？
Why was it that God and Pharaoh seemed to be playing a very long game with each other?
一个灾难又一个灾难。
One plague after another.
何必花这么多的时间呢
？Why is there a need for such a long time?
哎，但是现在我们就明白。
Now we understand.
神有神的旨意的。
That God has His own will.
借着刑罚埃及人，显出十大神迹。
Through the punishment afflicted upon the Egyptians by the ten plagues.
让所有附近迦南各国的那些人认识耶和华才是真神。
all the people in the land of Canaan came to know about God.
所以神自己见证了自己。
Therefore, God had bad testimonies of Himself.
就好像耶利哥城，神还没有，他们还没有进攻，但是他们已经听到耶和华的事情了。
Just like the city of Jericho, even before the Israelites went into the land of Jericho, they have heard of God.
真的是以色列的军队这么强盛，让他们心惊胆跳吗
？Are the armies of Israel that mighty that the people should be afraid of them?
不是的。
It is not so.
是因为他们已经听到神怎么样在埃及出过红海，在迦南打仗种种这一些神迹奇事。
It is because they have heard of how the Israelites had left Egypt, how they had crossed the Red Sea, and how they had fought against the Canaanites.
那我们听到这一些，我们也应该好像拉合一样，谦卑顺服接受。
So upon hearing these things, we should be like Rahab to humble ourselves and accept them.
请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
31节。
Verse 31.
这里说妓女拉合因作信。就和和平平接待探子，就不以那一些不顺从的人一头灭亡了。
Here it says that by faith Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies.
所以神的审判和的拯救都是公平的。
Therefore, the judgment and salvation of God are fair.
耶利哥城的人也可以好像这个耶利哥城的女孩子一样，顺服神，接受神的恩典。
The people of the city of Jericho were able to submit to God.
可是他们却选择反抗到底。
However, they chose to oppose God.
结果他们就被毁灭了。
And they were destroyed as a result.
但是顺从的人呢，他们就因此得救了。
But those who were submissive to God were saved.
所以作者就勉励我们，要好像这个拉合一样，我们要顺从神。
Therefore, the author encouraged us to learn from Rahab to be submissive to God.
我们有我们的感情，但是我们的理智应该超越我们的感情。
We all have our own emotions, but our thoughts should rule over our emotions.
尤其选择我们的信仰。
Especially when it comes to choosing our faith.
要放弃我们旧的信仰或者错误的信仰，的确是不容易的。
It is indeed not easy to leave our erroneous faith behind.
可是如果我们知道正确的信仰，我们不选择，我们还继续的迷信。走上错误的道路，这岂不是更不应该吗
？However, if we know of the correct faith and we refuse to leave behind our wrong faith and walk on the right path, isn't this an even greater wrong?
所以我们必须要有勇气来改正我们自己的错误的道路。
Therefore, we must have the courage to correct our erroneous ways.
顺服神的旨意。
To submit to the will of God.
好，那么这个拉合。不但顺服神的拯救哈，他也顺服神拯救的方法，这才是重要的。
Not only did Rahab submit to the salvation of God, she submitted to the method by which God wanted to save her.
这样绑一条红色的绳子在窗口上，就真的能够得救吗
？Can one be saved by merely tying a scarlet cord at the window?
哎，你会怀疑的。
You may suffer doubt.
哎，神拯救的方法有时候的确是让人家感觉到好笑和怀疑。
Sometimes the manner in which God saves people can be amusing.
到今天也是一样。
It is the same today.
请看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们读十八节。
Verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
我们再读二十一节。
We read verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
十字架的道理就是神救人的道理。
The word of the cross is the salvation of God.
但是很多人却对这一个救恩的方法感觉到好笑。
But many people find this mode of salvation very amusing.
耶稣都已经死在十字架这么久了。
Jesus has already died on a cross for such a long time.
他的血到今天还有功效洗净我们的罪。
Does his blood still have effect in washing away our sins?
仍然有人相信说，在洗礼的时候，有主耶稣的宝血可以洗我们的罪的。
There are people who believe that at the point of baptism, the blood of Jesus can forgive our sins.
他们把这种道理当作是好笑跟愚拙的。
And they feel that this kind of doctrine is amusing and foolish.
一个人死就可以拯救全世界的人类。
How can the death of one man save the whole world?
他们也觉得好笑的。
They find it very amusing.
但是保罗就这样的解释。
But Paul explains that.
他们既然自以为自己很有智慧，不认识神，那么神就利用人所当作愚拙的道理来拯救那些信的人。
But because they thought they were wise and did not believe in God, God used the foolishness of man to save people.
我们是不是自作聪明呢？
Do we think that we are very smart?
用我们自己的智慧，我们的理解来去解释神救恩的道理。
We use our own wisdom and understanding to interpret the doctrines of the salvation of God.
然后我们就产生说，哦，这个不必这样的，哦，这个原来是这样的，这样不需要的。
And we go on to say that this is not necessary, this is not needful.
我们就随意加添或者随意减少了。
We add and subtract according to our will.
甚至更改，我们认为这样做会比较好。
We even think that by doing it in another way, it is better.
还是我们只是单纯的根据圣经所教导我们的，圣灵所启示的来执行呢？
Or do we do according to the teachings of the Bible and the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
因此，我们需要有这一种单纯谦卑的心。
Therefore, we need to have this pure and humble heart.
来相信主耶稣所指示我们、所教训我们一切的道理。
To believe in the will of God and to believe in the teachings of God.
那么，探子对拉合说。你们虽然这样做了，可是还有一件很重要的事情。
The spies said to Rahab, although you have done this, there is yet another important thing.
就是不可以再离开这个家。
That is, you cannot leave this house.
如果你们当中有一个人离开这个家，你们的灭亡就不在我们的身上了。
If any of you shall leave this household, then your destruction will not be upon my head.
我们相信的神，我们也接受神救恩的方法，这是好的。
It is good that we believe in God and accept His mode of salvation.
更重要的是要保守在神家里面。
However, what is more important is to preserve ourselves in the house of God.
神的家有基督的宝血做记号的，是得救的。
The house of God is marked by the blood of Jesus.
那我们就不要再离开了。
So we should not depart from it.
所以主耶稣说。
Therefore, Jesus said,
人如果离开了我，就好像枝子离开树身一样。
If a man departs from me, it is likened to a branch that has broken away from the vine.
我们知道枝子如果离开了树身，它渐渐就会枯干。
We know that if a branch were to be taken off the tree, then it would wither.
最后就是丢在火里面烧了。
And it would eventually be thrown into the fire to burn.
耶稣说，人离开我也是这样的下场的。
Jesus said, if man were to leave me, you will have the same fate.
所以我们要保守我们的信心，保守自己在神的家里面。
Therefore, we have to preserve our faith and to preserve ourselves in the household of God.
不管是什么原因或者发生任何的事情，总不要离开神的家。
Regardless of what reasons or circumstances, we must never depart from the house of God.
这就是拉合的窗子所要告诉我们的故事。
And this is what the story of Rahab's window is telling us.
我们在讲第五个窗子的故事。
We shall now talk about the story behind the fifth window.
那是谁的窗子呢？
Whose window is that?
请看撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
16节。
Verse 16.2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal the daughter of Saul looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
好，这就是米迦的窗子。
This is the window of Michal.
当时他们运送神的约柜回来。
At that time they had brought the ark of the Lord back.
全城的人都非常的高兴来去迎接。
And the entire city was very joyful, and they went to welcome them.
包括大卫王在里面。
Including King David.
他离开他的王位，他放弃他的王铺，他跟平常的人一样，在那边欢呼，在那边跳舞。
He left his throne and his palace to join in the crowd to leap and dance.
可是他的妻子就是米迦哈，在窗口上看见大卫王这样做，他就轻视他。
However, his wife Michal, when she saw King David doing this out of the window, she despised him in her heart.
当大卫回家要给他们祝福的时候啊，他怎么说呢？
And what did she say when David went home to bless them?
在二十节里面这样记载。
Verse 20 record.
说米迦来迎接大卫王说，以色列王今日在城府逼你眼前露体，如同一个轻贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。
She said, how the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants made, as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself.
哎，她讽刺她的丈夫。
She made fun of her husband.
哎，你有好大的荣耀啊！今天好像那些卑微的人在那边跳舞跳舞，好像露体一样。
You join in the lowly people to dance. It is as if you are undressing yourself.
哎，其实并不是说真的，他没有穿衣服在那边跳舞啦。
Of course, it does not mean that he was actually undressed and dancing.
他的意思是说
，the what it meant was，
大卫，你是一国的君王。
That King David is the king of a nation.
你是有尊贵，你是有身份的。
He has honor and he has status.
那一些跳舞，那一些事情是那一些卑微的婢女，那一些奴隶所做的东西。
Those who dance and sing are those who are lowly people.
你为什么放弃你自己这么尊贵的尊严，来好像普通的人一样在那边跳舞，好像作践自己、降低自己呢
？Why should you leave your honor and glory and lower yourself to join in the people.
这就是米迦的眼光，他的想法。
This is the thoughts of Micah.
他看重这种阶级、这种身份、这一种权力。
She regarded highly status and honor.
可是大卫王难道他不懂吗
？Well, did King David not know this?
他知道的。
He knew.
但是他更知道一件事情。
But he understood one more thing.
他回答他的妻子这么说。
He replied his wife in this manner.
21节。
Verse 21。
他说这是在耶和华面前。
He said it was before the Lord.
耶和华已经选择我，废弃你父和你父的全家，立我做以色列的君。
Who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel?
所以我必在耶和华面前跳舞。
Therefore I will make merry before the Lord.
22节他说。
In verse 22, he said,
我会更加的卑微，自己看为轻贱。
I will make myself yet more contemptible than this.
哎，但是那一些卑女，他们倒要尊敬我。
But by the maids of whom you have spoken, I shall be held in honor.
大卫是一个合乎神旨意的人。
David abided by the will of God.
他真的明白神的旨意的。
He understood the will of God.
为什么他今天能够做君王，有这个这么高的地位？
Why was he able to have such a high position to reign as king?
他本来是个牧羊的人而已。
He was but a shepherd boy.
如果不是神拣选他，给他这个恩典，他有这种的荣耀吗？
Had it not been for the calling of God and the grace of God, would he have had this honor?
既然你得到这么的好的机会，做了王，那有什么好可夸的呢？
Since he had such an excellent opportunity to become king, why should he boast about it?
神赏赐，但是神也一样可以收取啊。
God has given, God can take away.
所以大卫就是对米迦说。
Therefore, David said to Michal.
本来这个王位是你们家的。
This position belongs to your family.
可是你们却因此骄傲。
But you were proud.
不顺不神。
You did not submit to God.
任意而行。
You did according to your own will.
结果神把这个王位赐给我了。
As a result, God had given me this position.
很可惜，扫罗的女儿米迦还不会明白这个教训。
It was a pity that even then, the daughter of Saul did not understand this teaching.
仍然是那一种看重身份、看重阶级、一个心高气傲的人。
She continued to be arrogant and to look highly upon status and authority.
可是大卫就聪明了。
But David was clever.
他明白这一切都是神的赏赐，没有的好骄傲，没有的好夸口的。
He understood that all these things had come from God, and there was nothing that he should worry
about. 所以他说，我是在耶和华面前跳舞。
Therefore, he said, I make merry before the Lord.
在国家来说，我是君王。
To the country, I'm a king.
可是，在神的面前，我跟其他神的百姓是一样平等的。
But before God, I am like all the other people.
神可以随便把我的王位拿掉，给任何一个平民的。
God can take away my kingship anytime and give it to a commoner.
在神的面前，我们都是一样平等，都是神的儿女。
Before God, we are all equal. We are all the children of God.
这么简单的道理，但是却是很多人却好像米迦一样。犯上同样的错误。
This is a very simple teaching, but many people are guilty of like of being like Michael.
到了保罗的时代，更加的是这样。
And it was even more so during the time of Paul.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第六跟第七节。
Verses 6 and 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. I have applied all this to myself and Apollos for your benefit. Brethren, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What have you that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if it were not a gift?
保罗也是一个合乎神旨意的人。
Paul was also one who abided by the will of God.
使你跟人不同的是谁呢？
Who was it that made you different from other people?
你有什么东西不是从神那边领受的呢？
What have you that you did not receive from God?
既然是领受的，你为什么要自夸？为什么要骄傲？
If then you had received it, why do you boast?
所以我们不要犯上同样这个毛病。
Therefore, we should not commit the same wrong.
我们不要好像世人的眼光一样，只是看外表、看身份、看地位、看财富。
We should not be like the people of the world to just look at status, to look at wealth, and to look at outward appearance.
我听陈长老讲了一个见证。
I once heard Elder Chen bearing a testimony.
他说有一次那个老郭长老哈，他到他的工厂去巡查。郭长老。
He said there was once when Elder Kuo went to his factory to take a look.
那么总经理就陪他一起了。
So the general manager accompanied him.
那工厂那些工人看到总经理来了，哇，每个人都肃立向总经理鞠躬啊，总经理早。
So when the workers in the factory saw the GM walking by, they all respected him and greeted him.
那么这个总经理很不好意思啊。
This GM felt very bad.
在我旁边就是董事长啊。
Because the one standing next to me is the managing director.
他才是真正的老板，我只不过是老板的伙计啊。
He is the true boss. I am but an employee.
所以他赶快跟那些工人介绍，这位就是我们的董事长。
So he quickly introduced to the workers, this is our managing director.
那么那些工人也个个不好意思啊，真的这一次真的是狗眼看人低，看错人了。
And all the workers were very embarrassed that they were wrong.
为什么呢？
Why was this so?
因为郭长老的衣服啊，穿得很随便，很朴素的。
Because other Paul was very simple and casual in his dressing.
所以他们看不起他这个老头子到底是谁。
Therefore, they could not tell that this old man was anybody important.
就这样看错人了。
So they had wrongly acknowledged people.
所以雅各长老告诉我们这样说。
Therefore, Elder James tells us.
请看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
他这样的说。
He said this.
我的弟兄们。
My brethren,
你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，就不可以按着外貌待人。
Show no partiality as you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为荣耀的主耶稣，他变成一个贫穷的拿撒勒人。
Because the glorious Lord Jesus Christ had become a commoner in Nazareth.
很多人就是看外貌。不认识他，拒绝他。
Many people look at his outward appearance and rejected him.
我们今天信从耶稣基督的。
Today we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们也一样用外貌待人，是不是一样对不起主耶稣？
If we were to look at people, look at their outer appearance only, have we not done a wrong to the Lord Jesus?
因为耶稣活着的时候就是一个贫穷的人呐。
Because Jesus when he was on this in this world, he was a poor person.
所以他勉励我们。
Therefore, he encouraged us.
你不要按外貌待人。如果是这样，你就得罪我们的主耶稣了。
That you should not just pay attention to one's outer appearance.
他就举出很实际的例子。
And he cited very practical examples.
若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿华丽衣服进你们的会堂，又有一个穷人穿肮脏衣服，那么你们就看中穿华丽衣服的，看清那一个穷苦的穷人。
He said, if a man with gold rings and in fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing.
我们认为哦，这个看外表是每一个人都有的毛病啊，小问题。
We may say that this is a small wrong because everyone is guilty of it.
可是雅各不是这样说的。
But this was not what James said.
第四节他这样讲。
In verse 4 he said.
这种的行为是什么呢？
What kind of behavior is this?
岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
因此在我们信仰生活里面，
Hence in our life of faith,
如果神祝福你比别人更好更高，
If God has blessed you more than others,
你要好像大卫一样，
You must be like King David.
这是神所赏赐的。
This is a gift from God.
神也可以收取的。
God may take it back anytime.
我们更应该谦卑。
We have to humble ourselves.
不要因此而骄傲看轻人。
And not be proud and despise other people.
记得英国那个以前下台那个丘吉尔首相哈。
Okay, the former prime minister of England, Winston Churchill.
有一次他被邀请去演讲。
Was once invited to give a speech.
所以他就雇了一部计程车到演讲的地点去。
He took a cab to the venue of the where he was supposed to give a speech.
然后他就对司机说。
And he told the cab driver.
你可以不可以在这里等我一下？大概一个小时就结束了。
Can you wait here for me for about an hour?
司机说哦，不可以，今天是很重要的日子，我要赶回去听丘吉尔的演讲。
The cab driver says, I'm afraid I cannot. This is a very important day because I want to go home to listen to the speech of Winston Churchill.
哇，丘吉尔听得很高兴，虽然他不认识他，我就是丘吉尔。
So when Churchill heard that, he was very happy.
那么他就从袋子里面拿出很多那个钱哈，就打赏他做小费啊。
So he took out some money and tipped the cab driver.
我下台了，还有人这么欣赏我的演讲。
Even after I come down from stage, there are people who still regarded my speeches highly.
那么这个司机拿到这么多钱做小费啊，他很高兴啊，哇，这个是大顾客啊。
So when the cab driver saw that this passenger had given him so much tips, he was very happy and thought this must be a very important client.
他就对这个丘吉尔说。
So he told Churchill.
他说先生，我改变主意了，我现在可以等了。
He says, "Sir, I've changed my mind. I can now wait for you."
丘吉尔说，你不是要赶着回去听丘吉尔的演讲吗？
Churchill said, "Didn't you want to hurry home to listen to the speech of Churchill?"
他说，我还是在这里等吧，管他什么丘吉尔。
The cab driver replied, "I'd rather wait here."
真的，见钱眼开啊。
So money makes the world go round.
这样还简单，见钱心变那更糟糕啊。
It is even worse when someone's heart is changed because of money.
我看到大房子、大汽车，我也会哇，我的眼光也会开了。
When I see a big house or a big car, my eyes will also open.
好像大象李秋成一样，看到每样都是这么漂亮、这么伟大。好像乡下人，好像乡下人秋成，
just,
看到每样这么大、那么堂皇。
Just like when villagers were to go into the city and they see that everything is so big and beautiful.
这种感觉大家都有了。
We all have experienced such feelings before.
可是最重要的，不要见钱心也变了。
But what is most important is that when we see these things, our hearts should not change.
难怪圣经告诉我们要约束我们的心啊。
Therefore, the Bible says that we have to guard our heart.
眼目的情欲不是从神那边来的。
The lust of the eyes do not come from God.
所以我们不要犯上这个错误。
Therefore, we must not commit this mistake.
不要只是看外表。看外表，看阶级，看身份，看财富。
Do not merely look at outward appearance, and do not merely look at status and position, wealth.
神的儿女绝对不是一个见钱心变的人。
The children of God are not moved by money.
好，我再讲多一个窗子的故事。
I shall now talk about one more window.
请看四世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 5.
四世纪第五章
Judges chapter 5
二十八节
verse 28 Judges chapter 5 verse 28 Out of the window she peered. The mother of the Pharaoh gazed through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why carry the hoofbeats of his chariot?
三十节
verse 30 Are they not fighting and dividing the spoil? A maiden or two for every man. foil of dyed stuff of Sisera, foil of dyed stuff embroidered, 2 pieces of dyed work embroidered for my neck and spine.
好，西西呢是敌人。
Sisera was an enemy.
他欺压以色列人已经好久了。
He had oppressed the Israelites for a long time.
在当时他的国家很强盛。
At that time, his country was very strong.
在第四章的十三节记载啊，西西拉他有铁车哦，就是他们的战车900辆啊。
Chapter 4 verse 13 records that they had 900 chariots of iron.
在那个时候是没有人可以跟他匹敌的。
And there was no one at that time who could fight with him.
可是神兴起底波拉先知。
But God raised the prophetess Deborah.
激励了以色列人起来作战。
And moved the Israelites.To war against them.
结果打了胜仗了。
And the Israelites were victorious.
可是西西拉的母亲还不知道。
But the mother of Sisera was ignorant of this.
她在窗口那边一直看。
She was gazing out of the window.
她看到大事不太好了。
She saw that the scenario was not very good.
她说为什么这么迟还没有回来呢？
She said, why is it taking him so long to come?
那么那一些。可能他们得了很多财产，在那边分财产呢、啊。
He said, "Yeah, perhaps they have found much spoils and they are dividing the spoils."
哎，他还讲他的儿子西西拉，也许他看到一件美丽的彩衣，是绣花的彩衣，大概他还要拿回来送给我做礼物吧。
And she even went on to think that perhaps her son Sisera had saw a maiden who was dying some and she was bringing it back for her.
你看她想得多么的好，多么的美。
So she was indulging in a very nice thought.
哎，但是这只不过是自己欺骗自己而已。
Actually, she was deceiving herself.
哎，也许你会说啊，传道，你不是勉励我们，就算不好的情况，我们都要往好处想吗
？You may say that preacher, haven't you exhorted us that even when circumstances are very bad, we have to be positive and look on the bright side of things.
那往好处想跟自己欺骗自己是两回事来的。
It is two different things to think positively and to deceive oneself.
比如我们楼下在煮饭，我们已经闻到那个饭烧焦了，我们还说哦，不是，那个饭很香，不是烧焦了。
For example, if we smell that the rice is burnt and we say to ourselves, no, the rice is not burnt, it is very fragrant.
在这个时候你应该赶快采取行动关店了，不是在那边自己骗自己，而不是烧焦，是很香。
At this point of time, you should actually react and turn off the cooker instead of deceiving yourself by saying that the rice is very fragrant.
可是西西拉的母亲就是一个不能够接受事实的人。
The mother of Sisera was one who could not accept reality.
在那边自己欺骗自己。
She was deceiving herself.
到最后发现到事实是这样的时候，那又怎么办呢？
And what did she do when she realized what had actually happened?
因此，这个窗子的故事告诉我们。
Therefore, the story of this window tells us.
在我们信仰生活里面。
That in our life of faith.
我们绝对不要自己欺骗自己。
We should not deceive ourselves.
我们怎么面对事实，接受事实
？How we face reality and accept reality.
这样我们才能够改善这个事实，或者改变这个事实。
Will enable us to change.What had happened?
如果自己欺骗自己，只有更加的糟糕。
If we were to dwell in self-deceit, then we will end up in a worse state.
请看耶利米书第六章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章。
Jeremiah chapter 6.
13节。
Verse 13.
到15节。
To 15. Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 13 to 15.For from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain, and from prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed the wound of my people like you, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown. Praise the Lord.
耶利米先知传警告说，神已经自行审判了。
Prophet Jeremiah warned the people that God had executed his judgment.
巴比伦要来攻打，圣殿要毁灭。
The Babylonians will conquer them and they will destroy the temple.
但是其他的先知不能够接受这样的道理。
The other prophets could not accept this teaching.
可是圣殿就是神的家，怎么可能让这些不圣洁的外邦人毁灭的呢？
They said the holy temple is the house of God. How can it be destroyed by these Gentiles?
是绝对不可能的。
This cannot happen.
神的月柜怎么可以让不圣洁的人来涂抹来夺去呢？
The ark of God will not cannot be taken away by Gentiles.
所以他们说没有事的，平安了，平安了。
Hence they said nothing will happen. There is peace.
耶利米说为什么他们要这样说呢？
So Prophet Jeremiah asked Why do they say this?
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为他们从最小的到最大的，从先知到祭司，他们都是说谎，都是贪婪的。
Verse 13 says, for from the least to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for unjust gain. From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely.
他们知道自己所作所为是什么。
They knew their own doing.
那么先知的责备刺痛了他们的心。
And the words of the prophet had pierced their heart.
用我们现在的话讲，就是说他的道理很辣啦。
Well, we can say that his teachings are very, very spicy, very painful, piercing.
我们接受不了。
We cannot accept them.
但如果你不吃辣椒，你怎么会感觉到辣呢？
But if you do not take chili, how can you tell that it's hot?
如果他是讲的，我根本都没有这样做，我也不是这样的人，我怎么会觉得心痛？我怎么会觉得生气？如果你所讲的，根本我都没有做过，我也不是这样的人。
If I'm not guilty of what you have said, and I'm not such a person,
那么我怎么会去生气
？Why should I be angry?
那是不是说你的生气跟你的反感证明你的确就如同他所讲的一样，所以你才会生气？
Does it then mean that your anger and your reaction confirms his word?
既然是这样，你应该悔改认罪才对呀。
If this is so, then you should repent and acknowledge your sin.
你怎么反倒拒绝人家的责备呢？
Why should you be defensive and reject the teachings of other people?
当时的先知跟祭司就是这样。
So at that time, the prophets and the priests were like that.
没有人愿意听耶利米先知的责备。
They were not willing to heed the words of Prophet Jeremiah.
更不会相信他的警告。
And they did not believe in his warning.
所以先知这样说。
That's what the prophet said.
他们行的可憎的事，他们知道惭愧吗？
Were they ashamed when they committed abomination?
他自己给一个答案，他说不，他们毫不惭愧，也不知道什么叫做羞耻的。
And he replied, "No, they were not ashamed at all. They did not know how to blush even."
因此，他们必在扑倒的人中扑倒了。
Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall.
结果就好像耶利米先知所说的，圣殿被毁，以色列人被掳掠到巴比伦去。
Eventually, as Prophet Jeremiah had prophesied, the holy temple was destroyed, and the Israelites were taken captive into Babylon.
这就是自己欺骗自己的下场。
This is the consequence of self-deceit.
所以保罗这样子提醒我们。
Therefore, Paul reminded us.
请看加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
第八节。
Verse 8. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
So Paul said, do not be deceived because God is not mocked.
我们有时候欺骗自己或者欺骗别人那就算了。
Sometimes when we deceive ourselves or when we deceive other people, we let it be.
但更可惜的或者更可恶的就是说他们以为神也是很容易欺骗的。
But what is pathetic is that they thought that God could also be deceived.
但是神是这样的糊涂，这么容易给你欺骗吗？
Is God so foolish and so easily deceived?
有一个乡下人哦，他有一天牵了他的一只鸡跟一只牛到巴萨去卖。
Once there was a villager who brought his chicken and his cow to the market to sell.
那么那个鸡呢，就卖500块钱。
The chicken was sold for $500.
那个牛就卖5块钱。
The car was sold for $5.
因为他大声喊哦，所以大家觉得很奇怪，他是不是 sold 了？
He was shouting out his prices, and people all thought that he was mad.
应该那个鸡大概5块钱呐、啊，那个牛大概500块，这样差不多啊。
Shouldn't the chicken be sold for $5 and the cow be sold for $500?
那些人问他，你有没有讲错？
So the people ask you, have you said the wrong thing?
没有。
He says no.
这个牛真的是五块钱。
This cow is $5.
那个鸡真的是500块钱。
And the chicken is to be sold for.
要买就赶快。
If you want to buy, be quick.
怎么每一个人都抢着要买那一头牛呢
？So of course everybody rushed to buy the cow.
然后他就对那些买的人说。
And then he told the buyers.
你要买我的牛，你也一定要买我的鸡的。
If you want to buy my cow, you have to buy my chicken as well.
总共是550块啦。
And the total cost is $505.
其实算起来是很便宜的。
Actually, it is pretty cheap.
但是为什么他要这样做呢
？But why did he want to do this?
大家都不明白啊。
The people could not understand.
为什么他要这样做呢
？Why did he want to do this?
原来他有一次犯病。
It was because there was once he fell ill.
他到他的庙里去拜神。
He went to the temple to pray to his.
向神许愿。
To make a promise, a vow to God.
如果是他的神医好他，他就要奉献一头牛啊。
That if his God was to heal him, then he will sacrifice. He will offer a cow.
那结果他的病就好起来了。
And his illness was indeed cured.
那这样他不是要把那一头牛奉献给他的神咯
？So this meant that he had to offer his
可是他又不舍得。
God, but he was unwilling to do so.
但是又不可以违背他对神的诺言啊。
Yet he could not go back on his promise to his God.
那要怎么办呢
？So what could he do?
所以他就想出这个好办法来了。
So、he thought of this method.
就去卖鸡卖牛了。
He went to sell his chicken and his cow.
然后他很高兴地到那个庙里去还愿。
Then he went back to the temple to return his vow.
他就对这个庙主说。
And he told the
管理这个庙的人。
He told the person in charge of the temple.
庙主很高兴，你今天来还愿了吗？
The man said, have you come to repay your vow?
他说是啊。
He said yes.
那你的牛在哪里呢
？So where is your cow?
他就拿出五块钱来。
He took out $5.
这就是我卖牛所得的钱。
I said this is the money I got from selling my cow.
一头牛才五块钱。
A cow is worth only $5.
真的，我没有欺骗你的。
He said it's true. I'm not lying.
这个牛卖到只是卖五块钱，我把全部卖牛的钱都给你了。
I sold this cow for $5, and this is all I've got.
你不信，你问大家，大家都知道，我这个牛是卖五块钱的。
If you do not believe, you can ask everybody. They all know.
然后他很高兴地走了。
And he very happily he left the temple.
哎，就是这样的人。
So he is such a person.
他以为神也是这么糊涂的。
He thought that God was a fool.
我没有违背诺言哦。
I have not forsaken my vow.
我已经奉献了。
I have given my sacrifice.
我也没有打斧头哦。打斧头。大不得吗
？I did not cheat.
我真的把所有卖牛的钱哦，全部都奉献了。
I have offered up all the money I got from the sale of the cow.
那个鸡卖五百块钱怎么解释呢
？How do I explain the chicken that was sold for $500?
对，那是我的本事啊。
Well, that is my intelligence.
所以圣经说
，Therefore the Bible says,
人心比万物都诡诈。
The heart of man is more deceitful than all other things.
诡诈到他以为神都可以欺骗得到的。
To the point that he thinks that God can also be deceived.
保罗就告诉我们。
And Paul told us.
你不要傻了。
Do not be foolish.
我们的神是轻慢不得的。
Our God cannot be mocked or deceived.
你以为他不知道吗
？Do you think that he does not know?
你以为他很容易被你的理由来瞒过吗？
Do you think that he is easily deceived by your reasoning?
人种什么，收的也是什么的。
Whatever a man sows, he will also reap.
你顺从情欲撒种，你就从情欲收败坏。
If you sow according to your own flesh, you will also reap from.
顺从圣灵撒种，就从圣灵收永生。
But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
所以我们当祈求主帮助我们。
Therefore, we pray to God to help us.
从这些充实的故事，我们能够得到宝贵的教训。
That from these stories of the various windows, we can learn some precious teachings.